So here we are. A couple weeks ago, we were talking a little bit about these flat earther friends of yours. And I don't know
I don't have flat earther friends.
Just people you associate with on occasion or people you've read about, you see on social media. What exactly does that mean?
Let's just say that the flat earthers, they're either people that I've read about in the media or they're people that are friends of mine who I'm not aware are insane.
Well, clearly, yeah, there is an insanity issue, but something did not quite right in the head. Okay, so fair enough. It wasn't you or your special friends that wear the flat earth hats.
Yeah. Which is weird because the hats are round, at least on the top.
That's exactly right, which makes no sense. They should be flat like, I don't know, who wears a flat hat? Like a graduation lid.
Like a mortarboard?
Yeah.
Well, if you're wearing a mortarboard, you should know that the earth is round.
My point was of reference to this in a situation that I experienced not long ago.
Yeah.
A couple weeks back, walking the dog Crazy, let's just call him.
Is the dog Crazy? Is his name Crazy?
Well, he has many names.
Well, what's his name? What do you call him?
Well, there's Lucky, there's Pookie, which is, of course, like Chris Rock's character. I think it was a New Jack City or whatever else, who was the crackhead. And then I feel bad for calling him that. It's almost up there with my
is he going to, like, blow the lid off of your crack assembly plant the way Chris Rock does in New Jack City?
I can neither confirm or deny any knowledge of any manufacturing illicit substances at the House of Stick. But what I can tell you is that he comes to nothing. But I'll go, hey, let's go Crazy. And then people go, what? And they think of Prince. And then I smile and feel good because anytime you can think of talk about Prince, I feel better. Actually, better than talking about is listening to Prince. But do that after you listen to Chubby and Stick.
He should be called Crazy. I think, and you should spell it C-R-A-Y. Dash Z, like he's a rapper, and you can get him a grill and a hat on crooked and like some bling.
That'd be good. Flying with him would be difficult, but at this point, he'd have to be super doped up. So here's the circumstance. I'm walking Crazy, and it's hot as hell, and minding my own business, and all I'm basically doing is working for the dog. So I try to avoid walking into traffic. I try to avoid doing too much damage, like walking into trees or random other things. And I'm waiting for him.
Is this something you have to concentrate on? You're like, do not walk into traffic. Are you like RoboCop with your like your objectives? Yeah. Do not walk into traffic. Do not crash into trees. Do not step on the dog.
No, that's all just sort of background. It's not really top of mind required like a situation.
You're
stuff,
describing me how to survive there in everyday life.
Correct. It's just there. But I don't have to think of it. He might have to think about it, but he's easily distracted.
He's crazy.
So I know that I'm carrying little bags to pick up his crap in. So clearly, regardless of where he stands on the thing with no thumb,
he's in charge.
The dew claw doesn't do a damn bit of good. I'm waiting for him to drop some stuff so I can pick it up.
He's in charge.
That's my whole purpose.
He's in charge.
And to make sure as he leads the walk, because I'll let him, it's his walk, I figure he can go where he wants, that when it's hot, I don't let him go too far because then I got to pick him up or stand there while he takes a nap and cools off in somebody's yard in the shade tree.
How long did you walk with this dog?
2 or 3 miles. He likes to walk. Wintertime's fantastic. 2 or 3 miles at a clip is probably, I mean, we do 6 or 7 a day on if it's not too hot.
Jesus, no wonder you're stick. I barely
exactly
can make
right.
it to the car.
Well, come with
and
me,
back.
And it'd be two sticks rather than Chubby and Stick.
Yeah.
So, to get back to this, I'm walking along and I'm just looking around while he sniffs and tries to roll in rabbit stuff and whatever else. I'm looking up in the sky, just dazed and confused, as I often do. And I'm only exaggerating.
No, really, I come by this naturally. I'm not totally on drugs.
No, I'm not. I'm not smoking the chiba, the weed, the kind, the sticky stuff, whatever the hell they call it. And it's not legal unless it's medicinal, so I don't know anything about anything.
Okay.
So I'm looking up to the sky, and I'm reluctant to say this. Most of the time, the people that bring up what I'm about to bring up, you think are the toothless masses that are coming from trailer parks. No disrespect, I've lived in a trailer, at least for a weekend. They're people that you wouldn't normally own up to it. They're not usually your doctors and lawyers and respectable people, and maybe some of that I use the term loosely with that. Or they're usually people that you go, you know, they're like, I was probed and prodded and poked in the ass and whatever else, and then talk about the alien interaction that they have. I'm looking up in the sky and I see, a spherical object changing colors.
Oh.
And, it's moving quite slowly.
Was it the 4th of July area?
No, it was a week or two before, three weeks before maybe. And, it's to the north and to the west. And it's sort of bobbing and weaving randomly, not the way. And I thought, well, maybe it's a drone.
Yeah.
But it's not moving in that way, and it almost looks like it's glowing.
Could you tell how far away it was?
Within 2 or 3 miles.
Could you hear anything?
No, I heard nothing at all whatsoever. And there were birds that were in the general vicinity also checking it out. And here's the thing.
Wait, checking it out as in flying towards it or just looking at it going, dude, did you hear that?
No, I'm not talking to birds. I don't know. Are you privy to bird speak? Because I have no, unless you got like a parrot, I have no idea what the hell they're saying.
That looks like a UFO.
They could very well have been talking to each other in their bird speak. I don't know. Where are the black crows when you need them? So I'm noticing this, but it's making almost evasive moves away from the birds that would appear initially. And I stop in my tracks. The dog doesn't care, so he's doing his thing. And I'm just standing looking off into the distance.
Okay.
And I'm watching this for what had to have been 5 to 10 minutes.
All right.
And there's a woman who's probably 2 houses down who pulls into her driveway. I see her regularly when she lets her dog out and when she's got her little kids out. And I see her and I'm like, hey, how you doing? She's like, hey, I'm good. And I go, hey, do you see that up there in the sky there? And she got really squirrely and she's like, no, I don't see anything. And she like grabbed stuff out of her car and went into her house real fast.
She's like, you're a crazy man.
Right.
With anal probe stories and everything. So let's get away. Immediately.
I've not had that conversation.
I'm just saying
her,
that's what UFO anal probes are kind of come hand in hand.
Well, but if I point up into the sky and you haven't looked yet, would you assume immediately that I'm asking to know to see confirmation of some sort that there was in fact some type of UFO in the sky?
If I see something, did you see that up in the sky? Usually means an anomaly. So if it's a jet or a helicopter, ghetto bird, or you know some sort of drone or something you're used to seeing, or the moon, you would say, "Have you seen the moon? Did you see that plane? Did you see the helicopter?" But what is that up in the sky? You're immediately going to think, "Oh my God, they're seeing aliens! Something." He's going to land. He's going to attack me. There's going to be anal probes involved, and nobody's going to want to talk to the police. Then the men in black are going to come to the house, and Will Smith's going to neuralize our face.
Well, is the neuralize when they take your memory away?
Well, that's in that TV movie-ish type thing. But no, I mean, that's not really how it happens. The men in black are way more insidious.
Well, I mean, I do live very close to a military installation that supposedly has aliens on ice.
That's right. You live nearby the epicenter of Ohio's UFO issues.
That's correct. Could it have been
an aircraft from that base?
Well, this is what I started to wonder. At first, I was like, oh, maybe it's a drone. No, not a drone. And they go, oh, maybe it's a balloon. I don't know. And then I saw her, and I was like, hey, confirm it or not. Maybe I'm hallucinating. Maybe I've eaten something I shouldn't have. I should hurry home before I really start seeing, like, dinosaurs and who the hell knows what. Yeah. And then I'll be looking for the dog to lead me home, which no chance, because if he sees a squirrel, he's gone.
In the middle of the robot apocalypse, as aliens are invading, he's like, squirrel, and goes running for it.
That's exactly right. You think I'm easily distracted by shiny objects in the sky or otherwise? The dog's worse. He's crazy, I'm telling you. So, and she's thinking maybe I'm crazy. So I'm watching it, and I can't stop. And it's not going anywhere now. It's just drifting, kind of. But
wait,
then
so
it moves.
It was in the sky, and she refused to look and then just got the hell out of there.
Correct. She didn't even turn around to look, which then makes me think maybe she was thinking, as you made allusion to, like maybe she thought I was looking to do something insidious to her with her. I don't know.
It is a creepy pickup line.
If she invited me, I'd do what I got to do.
All right. Well, this is happening.
Well, exactly. Well, I mean, you know.
Good thing I bought olive oil tonight.
You know, it's one of those unexpected, out-of-the-blue situations that I've mentioned in the past. I mean, these are...
You're always ready. You're like, you know what? Again, just like the dog with the squirrel, alien apocalypse, robots coming, decimating the world, and you're like, gotta get some strange.
Love is love. Sometimes you fall into it. Pardon the pun. So you're there, or I'm there, and I'm looking at it, and the birds are following, and then it moves in a different way, and the birds cut back to see exactly what it is. This is it's not like anything I've ever seen.
Okay.
So then off into the distance to the east of it, drifting in is another smaller orb such as that. It's not big like a...
So you're saying it was an orb. You're saying it was a circular object.
Yeah, like a sphere. They were silverish, but then they changed color. And that's the thing. I was like, well, maybe if you know, it's a light on it and it's a balloon and it'll be shiny.
Do they use weather balloons anymore? I mean, they've been using... That's been the excuse since the 50s. Now, I know in the 50s, they'd have to put up what a weather balloon was. It was these... They put like sensors up in the air, but do we even need those? Do they even use weather balloons anymore? That's like sitting there saying, that's a rotary dial telephone. That's what it is. That's the explanation for for UFOs. That's my question, is how many round objects are floating in our skies? Because I'll tell you, I have never seen a weather balloon, but I've seen strange shit in the sky.
I don't know that I mean, I regularly see like B-2 bombers. I'll see big, you know, jets that are cargo carriers or like, you know, heavy hardware kind of things that the Air Force has. To ship tanks or other aircraft or whatever it is that they have to get someplace on, you know, on a moment's notice.
Yeah.
So that's not all that shocking to me. But this was none of that. And
then
it the
in
second
the same
one
general
shows
direction
up.
As where you would normally see that stuff?
Well, they're randomly everywhere,
they
coming in and out of the base or whatever. So, but it was low. I mean, Holland, it's low enough in the sky where it was none of that.
You escaped a prodding, I'm pretty sure.
Well, that could be the case. So I'm watching it, and I'm staring, and then I don't want to stand there anymore because now the cars are driving by, and they're eyeballing me like, what is he doing? Is he casing a house? Although people see me in the neighborhood walking all the time.
You would
at
be
all
the
different
worst
hours.
Because everyone knows who you are.
That's exactly, people honk and wave. They're like, oh, it's the weird dude with the crazy dog.
You don't exactly blend in anywhere.
No. You know, I got the big floppy hat, and I'm wearing, you know, hokey. Yeah, there's no hiding. So I'm watching, and she comes back out to get more stuff out of the car, and I go, hey, sorry to bother you. Are you serious? You didn't see anything up there? You don't see anything? Just look right there. And she's like, no, I don't see anything at all. And she then grabbed more crap out of the car. Like, maybe I'd waited there long enough where she couldn't wait any longer to get the rest of the groceries out or whatever. They were going to melt. Who knows? And she comes out quickly.
You creeped this woman out so bad.
I know. I totally have, and I haven't even seen her since. So
no wonder.
Exactly. So maybe she's avoiding me, but yeah, who knows? So I'm watching, and then they sort of drift off in the distance, and I'm like, well, that's the end of that. And then I get home, and I'm like, do I talk to anybody else about this? Do I mention it? I bring it up on the radio. Nobody knows anything about it on the radio. Then some people mentioned this thing called Google Loon, which, by the way, in the name it says loon, which really doesn't bode well for talking about it anymore, because it's loons in there like you're a loony, which is probably not the right language to use.
Yeah, that's probably a bad choice.
So I don't know exactly what it was. Supposedly, and I did a search on this subsequently, people emailed me, there was supposedly some type of research balloons that were used that were sent off from Maryland, somewhere around Baltimore. And they were making
matter.
Their way
still
west.
Friggin' Maryland.
That's correct. So, and who knows? Well, the only thing I know about Baltimore is Duck Pin Bowling and the TV show Homicide, which was canceled prematurely.
And John and, Waters.
And that's, well, that somehow puts together and makes some sense, actually. So I want to know, one, have you say you've never seen anything like this. What would you have done? Because I literally was debating on whether to bring it up to you, mentioning it on the radio before the Chubby and Stick show here.
Take a picture. Did you have your phone? Take a picture.
No, of course I didn't have the phone.
What?
No, I wish I'd had the phone.
Should have knocked on the lady's door and said, do you have any camera equipment? Are you into photography? Click, snap, snap, grin, grin, wink, wink. Say no
more. How quickly would I have been locked up and probed and prodded by law enforcement and not aliens at that point? Yeah, I'm sure a cavity search would have been in my future.
If you want to just talk legitimate, actual, by the book, that's a close encounter of the first kind.
The first kind.
Yeah. Being a UFO, which literally stands for unidentified flying objects. It's just, it's unidentified.
I couldn't identify it.
You couldn't identify it, and that doesn't mean it's alien. UFO does not mean alien. It just means it's unidentified. And it was flying, and it was an object. Close encounters of the first kind are mean where you see something. Close encounters of the second times, where there's physical evidence, like landing marks or something like that. And then close encounters of the third time are little green men abducting you and boop, 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 whoop, all that kind of stuff.
I'm sorry. I'm just picking. Boop, 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 whoop. I mean, it sounds like
someone
with Tourette's almost. Yeah, it's a different Tourette's issue.
But that's what that is. And in fact, if you go back, I actually know quite a bit about UFOs. If you go back to Project Blue Book, which was J. Allen Hynek, who was from Ohio State University, was worked on that. He came up with the protocol for that, and that's why they went from saying flying saucers to unidentified flying objects, and the whole idea was to identify them. So you have this list of reported unidentified objects, and you try to identify them. And that's when Project Blue Book got to the point where they said, well, here's a whole bunch of these that we cannot identify. And, I mean, this is going back to the 50s. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, the only thing that I've ever seen anomalous in the sky was years ago, I was driving back from work. I'd gone to dinner or something, coming back from work, and I see these green streaks coming through the sky like it was burning up. And I think there was like a meteor shower and they had copper in them. So when they burn up, copper burns green. So it looked really weird. And I turned on the radio and there was this asshole on the radio complaining that people kept calling him saying that there were UFOs. It was you.
I think I might.
It was you on the radio that was.
I remember that. I do remember that. That's exactly right. Well, because I was trying to talk about something else, and that's all they wanted to talk about, but then nobody could actually say what the hell they saw, which now makes me complete idiot and loon type, because here I am some years later, and it's a similar scenario. And I debated and debated for, I mean, some time to mention to you. I only mentioned to her because she was there, and I thought she could at least take a peek and go, yeah,
I would have looked in the sky.
Nothing.
I don't care how weird the person was. I would have looked in the sky.
Yeah. I mean, I've helped her when her dog was like running loose. I helped her get her dog in. I mean, I'm not too menacing. I mean, we hang out. No. You've seen me. I'm not the most threatening looking person. I mean,
and it's not like you were like, hey, shape. Come here, look at this. And you're like grabbing your crotch. No, you were above board.
Not wearing a raincoat. You know, I don't have my London fog on going, hey, look at this. You know, no, I'm not doing that. So I guess I had a first kind of a close encounter scenario. I couldn't identify whatever it was.
Call Spielberg. He'll make a movie out of it.
Can we get paid?
Probably not.
Well, then screw him.
You've been listening to The Chubby and Stick Show.
Copyright Kevin Carr and Sterling Radio. Subscribe to and rate The Chubby and Stick Podcast on iTunes.
Like and subscribe to The Chubby and Stick Show on YouTube.
Contact the show and hit up Chubby and Stick on Twitter.
At Kevin Carr and at Sterling Radio. Music by MichaelBard.com. Credits voiced by Joe Jewett. I'm at DeborahBenner.com.
Thanks for listening to The Chubby and Stick Show, and keep keeping it real.